Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Stand Up Straight podcast from Joy 94.9. In this episode, Michelle, Stephanie and Clayton chat about the ins and outs of this week in queer news and current affairs. For more podcasts, head to joy.org.au/standupstraight.
To mama, mama's good to you.
I turn to you like a flower leading toward the sun. I turn to you, 'cause you're the only one.
And when I fall down, I have to pick myself back.
This is Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome everyone. I am Michelle Barber and you are listening to Stand Up Straight, where we aim to provide a vehicle for the allied supporters to stand up for our GLBTI community, to encourage and create greater inclusion, share stories, give advice, create dialogue or introduce a new way of thinking. But most importantly, to facilitate change towards greater acceptance of our rainbow family in all its shapes and sizes. I will let you guys know out there that I still read that off a piece of paper and I can't believe I don't know it off my heart by now. So you can challenge me. The people I'm talking to actually is Clayton and Stephanie. We're the three of us are chatting in the studio tonight. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Michelle.
A big thanks to Chris and Cam. They always inform us, don't they, on the trashy side of those personalities out there.
The stuff that's really important.
Oh, yes. I feel empowered and educated and when I hear them.
I just love coming into the studio and seeing Cam's big pile of research, which includes trashy magazine.
It's true. We've given away his trade secrets.
And with little post-it notes on the important pages. And, you know, the important pages are all about the Kardashians and, you know, the really significant people in our world.
I wonder if he ever gets sick of talking about that. We can ask him that one day. I wonder if he gets sick of it. Probably not, knowing Cam. No?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. I think he loves it. So.
Yeah, I think so too. And he educates, because I don't go and pick up those mags. I might flick through them if there's a long queue at the supermarket. I mean, do you do that?
No.
God, no.
But I was at the doctor's surgery this afternoon, okay. And there was a man next to me, a very unlikely looking man, looking at the new idea and at the, you know, the skinny bikini bodies. Mm. And I was actually reading over his shoulder. I was very embarrassed about that.
Yes, it's not just me.
Did he have a bikini body?
No, he was the most unlikely person to be looking at this magazine. Okay. He looked kind of like an academic and he was reading this trashy magazine.
Any port in a storm?
Yeah. I wonder if he was, was he doing a little bit quietly off to the side?
No, he was very...
See, we're judging, aren't we?
Yeah,
it's a bit
exactly.
Judging. That's a perfect... And thank you also to the gorgeous Gary Wilson for the news, who had the most spectacular blue glasses on today. He looks amazing. So tonight we're going to talk current affairs. What got us fired up this week? What made us giggle? What challenged our ideas? What did we learn from? Big night, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be.
It should be. And for the listeners out there, what got your goat? What did you yell at the television when you saw on the news? Or what did you read online or something over this week? And you can send us a message on 0427JOY949 or send us an email on air@joy.org.au. Guys, what was some of the stuff that grabbed your attention this week?
Well, I think the first article that grabbed my attention, and I'll tell you the reason why shortly, is mom forces son to wear a tutu at Walmart for making homophobic remarks. Now,
why did it grab your attention?
Well, there are a couple of things here. I, as you know, have just returned from Burning Man. And on Tuesdays in Burning Man, we have what's known as Tutu Tuesday. And we all put on a tutu.
Oh, no.
So no one was forcing me to put on my tutu. I was loving myself in my tutu. But this little boy obviously wasn't very happy about wearing his tutu. And his mother forced him to, a South Carolina mother, no less, is under investigation after forcing her son to wear women's clothing while being paraded through a Walmart as a means of public punishment.
So there's a few layers here.
Lots and lots of layers.
Treat it like an onion. So Stephanie and I are mums. Do you think that's the sort of discipline? I mean, this is only our opinions, of course.
The other thing that horrified me about this report was, or perhaps caught my attention, was that, you know, as a mother, I have actually threatened my children to bring them into Joy when they've made homophobic remarks in my presence. I've said, I'm going to take you into Joy. And you can tell my friends in Joy what you're saying. You can come and repeat that in Joy and look them in the eye and you can say that in Joy and just see what sort of reaction you get then. So I did.
How do they react to that?
Oh, they just roll their eyes at me. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But I did feel, you know, ashamed because, I have threatened them with sort of the similar kind of public punishment. Not that I've ever gone through with it, but, I mean, this is really taking it to the edge, isn't it?
It is, but I don't know. Parenting's a very unique role in life, I know. So if that's what is going to make this young man change his ideas, he might hate his mum for a couple of weeks or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't know if it's what some – I've heard a bit of social media saying that it's bad parenting. And I mean, I don't think it's bad parenting. I think it's what we're doing, we're talking about it. Maybe other kids might over there or anywhere in the world see what's happened, might kind of change the way they think a little bit. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you know, the article finishes with it, you know, experts claiming that, you know, punishment does, public punishment does more harm than good. So, you know, show me the research.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with that, but, I mean, I doubt that poor.
What do you think, Clayton?
I think it's education is always better than punishment. So they're saying that she's trying to educate her son by putting him through this and so see what it's like. Or I'm not really sure what her motive was with the tutu. Just to embarrass him or is he trying to say,
I think
you'll look gay in this or...
I know. Look, she said she was punishing her son for fighting and making homophobic remarks at school. So maybe it was the only thing that was potentially quintessentially female, you know, I think it was purple or pink tutu, that there was nothing else that was maybe as outlandish and would make as much of a point. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason.
And why Walmart?
Oh,
if
public
she's really
place.
Wanting to make a point, why wouldn't she take him to school and make it, you know, like if that's where he was acting out and making homophobic comments and fighting.
I'm not sure he would look that out of place at Walmart. Like I've seen some of the photos of Walmart. Like, and it's not that unusual.
And kids, you know, you pull things out and try them on all the time in those big super, you know, centres. I don't know.
From a teacher's perspective, Clayton, and it being a punishment, how do you feel about that?
I think, like, some of your punishments you come up with tend to be public just because you've got 24 kids. It's really hard to separate one off to have a bit of a telling off.
Mm.
So you kind of just do speak to them in the classroom and it is in front of people and it is public and it usually affects every other kid in the room as well.
Yeah.
So it actually has a kick-on effect from that one child you say something to, the other kids go, oh, boom, I need to improve my behaviour.
Mm.
But the same works the other way. If you say to the kids, look, I really love the way that you're sitting, the whole room is suddenly sitting beautifully. So, you know, punishment / rewarding good behaviour is just as effective.
It would be interesting to see what kind of fallout there has been at this kid's school. I don't even know if it says what age he is, I don't think.
Not specifically, I couldn't find.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just a reminder, guys, out there, we're talking current affairs. So if you've got anything that you want to share with us You can send us a message on 0427JOY949 or send us an email on air@joy.org.au and we will discuss it. Well, what could we call ourselves tonight, you know?
A little panel.
A little panel.
A mini panel.
Are we a panel? Yeah.
And Beauty and the Beast.
We are in the studio with Clayton, Stephanie, and Michelle. You're on Stand Up Straight on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
Mother, mother, how's the family? I'm just calling to say hello.
Hi, this is Barb, Clayton's mum. You're listening to Stand Up Straight with Michelle, Clayton and Stephanie on Joy 94.9.
Mother, mother, are you listening? Life is perfect, never better.
You are, as Barb said, listening to Stand Up Straight with Michelle, Clayton and Stephanie. We're talking current affairs and what we noticed throughout the last week or so. And you guys as well out there can let us know. What stories did you enjoy reading? Was there something that kind of changed the way you thought about something? Was there an article that got you fired up? One of the another article I looked at this week was Campbell's Soup. And also, I will preface, anything we say is just our opinion. This is, you know, we might mention product or a brand or something like that. And it's just, this is again our opinions here. So Campbell's Soup have got a campaign in America, Made for Real, Real Life. And it's their newest campaign's got two gay dads. And naturally, well, not naturally, but it's provoked a large number of the population in the States.
From a group called 1 Million Mums.
1 Million Mums.
1 Million Moms.
Moms. Sorry, it should be Moms.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so it's two dads, and it's one of the things while reading this article, one of the statements, and it says that the campaign is attempting to desensitize viewers with – no, it's not. That's the wrong quote. So obviously Campbell's is sending the message that homosexual men are raising children whom they wouldn't have if a woman wasn't involved, and they're okay with that. 1 Million Moms wrote, calling the commercial they'll regret it, and they urge readers to stop buying Campbell's products if the ad is kept on air. Is that kooky behaviour?
Well, I'm going to stop buying 1 Million Moms. So.
Yeah. Why do you think there's such an uproar? Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Is having a gay couple, and everyone that knows me, this is not my personal view, but is having a gay couple in the campaign a bit of tokenism? Is it ticking a box? Is it being seen to be doing what's required?
Should we listen to the ad and then sort of have a bit of time to make
Clayton,
up?
Clayton, what a fabulous idea.
All right, here we go.
Dun, 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 dun. Cooper, I am your father.
No, no, no. I am your father.
That's got to be the worst Vader ever.
Campbell's Star Wars Soups.
How about you be Chewbacca?
Made for real, real life.
Oh, I love
do
that ad.
I do just too.
Think that, and that is the perfect two-dad ad. Because, you know, as a female, and this is probably a big stereotype, I just, you know, Star Wars isn't my deal. But, you know, it is such a little boy thing and it is such a dad thing. I think that's a beautiful ad. I love it.
Why
absolutely
do you
love
think
it.
Then that there's... If it's good, it's seeing lovely, caring,
yeah,
giving
it's feel
parents.
Good stuff.
Good parenting.
How could you be cross about an ad like that? I mean, it is feel good. Where are these people's emotions? I mean, that's ridiculous trying to politicise something that's just, you know.
And they're not actors. They're real dads. They're actually the actual dads and the actual son in the clip, I believe, anyway. And... It's just nice and cute and fun.
Yeah, so they're trying to make a genuine ad and not make a genuine statement, just make a genuine ad. And
But is it so the people that have come up with this ad campaign, is it do they feel that they – would there be pressure, I wonder, from groups to represent the entire population more accurately?
I would imagine that this ad, and I could be very wrong, but I would imagine this ad is part of a series of ads. You know, you're coming into winter in the States, it's soup time. I reckon this will be one of a number of ads for Campbell's soup, showing probably a whole variety of families. And wouldn't it be nice for people to see the diversity of families now?
Absolutely.
But and is there pressure?
I think there is a little bit of pressure out there to show a lot more diversity, but I think companies are only going to do it if they're comfortable doing that. I don't think they're as much going to do it for money, because you've got it two ways. You can lose money and make money from showing diversity. It can go either way.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what the moms were saying. Mm-hmm. They're saying, you know, that they will, you'll regret this marketing decision. I mean, isn't that such a mum thing to say? You'll regret this, you know, like, I mean, really?
Mom said.
Let's be sent to our rooms, shall we? Yeah.
My only little issue is, though, they've picked a particular part that says, I'm the dad. No, I'm the dad. Well, we're both dads, really. But, like, they've picked a thing just to point out that they are definitely both dads.
Right.
So they haven't been as subtle or as natural as they possibly could have. No. Having said that, it's gorgeous.
It is. And, look, maybe you need to slap people in the face a little bit with advertising to make it obvious, because you are dealing with, you know, the general public. So I don't know.
That's reasonable.
Is it because we're sort of in a GLBTI bubble, the three of us and a lot of people that listen to this radio station, do we view it differently? Do you think we represent everyone sort of in the way we think, or are we the exception?
I don't know. I just don't think I haven't seen the visuals of it, but I don't hear anything confronting about that.
Yeah. Mm.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you hear anything confronting about what they're doing? It's just like two dads playing, you know, Star Wars and funny voices
they're
soup.
Making him eat. Sorry, I spoke over you. But they're just trying to get him to eat. So they're using the durn to get him to eat the food. It's very natural. And
So that people can't see past the parenting that is natural. Yeah. All they see is, you know, two dads. Here's something that the moms also had to say in June. They also argued that a Greek yogurt giant, Chobani, I think is how to pronounce it, they said that it's attempting to normalise sin with recent commercial ads that featured same-sex couples as well. So, I mean, really, are they looking?
Look, I'm going to throw something out here, really. Same-sex people eat yogurt too. So, yeah, it's pretty controversial, but we do like our yogurt. And that particular yogurt is quite popular in my house. So,
look, they're not making many friends, this Million Moms, are they? They're taking on yogurt. They're taking on the Muppets. They were another one of their targets. Yeah. And Campbell's Soup. All the things that we kind of love and that are completely non-offensive.
Are they turning out? Are they looking like the Dills in all of this? Even they picketed and boycotted JCPenney's because JCPenney's had hired Ellen. So, you know, I mean, are these groups ever going to, are they going to dissipate? Are they going to get, do we think they'll always be around?
Yep, absolutely.
I think so, for the foreseeable future. Yeah. But Ellen has been on television for 20 years. She hasn't corrupted too many people so far. So
she makes a lot of people happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why can't people just be happy?
She gives away a lot of stuff too.
She does.
Like Joy.
Like Joy. They should be. That's a great plug. You should become a member of Joy.
You should.
They could do that. Harriet's on the front desk. You could ring 1-300-JOY-949 and Harriet would take your membership.
And did you see the final line of this article? The group's best known boycotts have had 0% success rate. So, I mean, how long can you keep a group going with a 0% success rate?
Is it really 1 million moms, or is it maybe just one mom?
One whinging mom.
One whinging mom,
just a mom.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break and come back and chat some more. You're on Stand Up Straight on Joy.
Sun. I pray you touch my hand in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep you warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to show. Deep is your love, how deep is your love? I really need to love.
to my bare soul. You're the light in my deepest darkest night.
Lots of singing, and we've all decided that we love the take that version better than the original.
Bit of swaying. So Stephanie Clayton and myself were chatting about some of the articles and some of the things that piqued our interest throughout the week. A voice fairly well known to the Joy airwaves on a couple of time slots.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. Mr. Mark Haddon, welcome.
I've seen him so much before.
You've seen Mark.
Yeah, I get around.
Mark, we hear on, well, 2 hours or an hour after we finish on a Thursday night.
Yes, on the woods.
And Everything Bare.
Yes.
And on a Monday morning breakfast, you wake me up every morning.
Every Monday morning. Making your Mondays more bearable.
I think one time you might have been the mama bear for a little while.
You were the mama bear one week. I came and did breakfast with Mark one morning. So I believe that there was some chatter on social media and various places on Monday that piqued your attention.
Oh, there was. I think this was the pick of the bunch for what was happening in the papers and the media over the weekend.
And
it was about Malcolm Turnbull. Now, of course, there's a lot of media about Malcolm Turnbull, but one thing in particular is that there's a trend on Twitter that people are starting to call Malcolm Turnbull Daddy.
Okay. For those that are unsure, explain.
Well, Daddy in the gay scene, especially, it can describe an older gentleman, someone who may be a bit wiser, a bit maybe has some money. And maybe can take care of someone who's a bit younger.
So is it a positive? It's sort of not a negative type of connotation.
It can have a negative connotation. Oh. But in the bear community, being a daddy is not a bad thing, and it can relate sexually as well. Just to say,
okay,
in the fetish community, it doesn't necessarily have to be that big an age difference either.
No.
So it can just refer to a dominant submissive.
Is it a role?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
for
a role.
Want of a better word. Yes. Okay. It's, okay.
You know, someone who can impart knowledge and pass on.
In many ways. Yeah,
in many ways.
Okay. That's the nicest way I've ever heard that word.
and support people, yes.
Okay.
So
that's a great explanation.
But it's not only the gay community, it's everyone. They're starting to look at Malcolm Turnbull as a daddy.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like, there's some amazing tweets out there.
Tell us some of the things that made you laugh and cringe maybe as well.
Look, the one I
some
really...
Some fabulous photographs of him as well. There's one of him laying back on a chaise
lounge.
What colour is it? Red velvet.
Of course. the tweet I actually loved the most, which was from a woman named Kristen. She said, me, half watching a news story about Turnbull, absently under my breath, daddy. Love that one. Absolutely love that one.
I wonder if when he went into politics, he'd had any concept of this kind of thing may happen.
Well, you've got to think, you know, compared to his predecessor, he's a bit sexier, isn't he?
Well, he's definitely a lot sexier. Yes.
And he's got a bit of sugar behind him too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's the type. I mean, you've got to admit, you know, you look at him and it's like, well, he could support you and he could take care of you.
But
and
Stephanie, something interesting you said, I hope you don't, like, he's got a brain. He's a smart man.
And look, you know, whether you like him as a politician or not, you'd want him on your case if, you know, you needed a barrister. He is so sharp and so smart. Yeah.
Do you think that, I wonder, and I'm no political analyst, do you think that'd be a vote winner or getter?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you reckon that could be the turn?
Well, you've got to think. I mean, I have to admit, I was not a fan of the previous Prime Minister at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't lean to the right in politics at all. And I have to say, he's not bad.
Mm.
But he's not bad, and he's a good statesman too. You wouldn't feel bad about him, you know, shaking hands with just about every other politician in the world, whereas, you know, Tony Abbott was so embarrassing.
I know. Any more, Mark? Oh, look, what else there made you giggle?
Well, he has a tendency to wear leather jackets on Q&A.
Oh,
that piqued Clayton's interest, a bit of leather.
He has worn a black leather jacket and a brown leather jacket. Oh. There was a tweet here from someone called Andrew saying, I think he means I would let Turnbull lead me and be my daddy, especially in that leather jacket. Or, okay, is that gross? And what's the other one here? Oh, no, I won't say that one. That's a bit rude.
Not on the radio.
Not on the radio. But look, I have to say, it was a BuzzFeed article, and they did bring up some other daddies in politics.
Okay, would we know some of them?
Well, and they had different terms for different daddies too. One, of course, is Mike Baird, the New South Wales Liberal Premier. And I have to say, I do think Mike Baird's kind of sexy. And he was the sexy daddy.
Does he have a beard? Mm.
He doesn't have a beard, amazingly enough.
Ooh.
No.
Who else did they have?
They had Adam Bandt, the member from Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was the sad daddy.
Aw.
And then they had one of my favourite people in the world, of course, Cory Bernardi.
Yeah. Yep.
And he was the creepy daddy.
Oh, dear.
But of course, they went on to talk about Bill Shorten as well, and he's not a daddy, apparently. He's a dad.
He is a dad, yes.
And that's not a good thing in the Twitter sphere.
Oh, is it? I wonder do you think Malcolm Turnbull would know about these tweets?
I'm sure
so.
He would.
What
he
really
would
be positive.
Loving it. And yep. He's got a daughter, I believe. I think he does.
I think he'd be sitting on the lounge with Lucy,
chuckling,
going through them and having a good laugh.
I reckon so too. I think he'd have a great sense of humour.
Yeah, wouldn't you love to know? If you've got an article that you've read, tell us about it, 0427JOY949, or send us an email on air@joy.au.
I have a question without notice for Mark, actually. Ooh. This is here. And speaking of leather and speaking of daddies, did you have fun on the weekend?
I did. Mm-hmm. I was in charge with the lovely Andrew Lovett from Vic Leather of the leather and treasure stall at the Northside Bazaar.
And it was a delightful little stall you had.
Oh, it was. Mm-hmm. It was great. And I have to admit, people were buying up big. It was great.
Mark, I had a query about this because I'd been listening to it on Joy all week and wondering. And I know that you were saying leather goods that hadn't been used. But, for instance, leather jackets and things like that?
No, the leather goods could be used. The only thing that couldn't be used were insertables.
Okie dokie. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We didn't want any of those.
No leather boiling
What about leather chaps? I mean, they used?
Yeah. Okay. We got, in fact, a good friend of mine bought an amazing pair of leather chaps for an amazingly low price. And, you know, people were getting bargains. They really were. Mm. I mean, leather is not cheap.
No.
Can I tell you, I've had this tiny little out-of-body moment here and I thought, look at what we're talking about. And Stephanie and I are mums and a wee bit older than Clayton and Mark, and we're having this conversation about leather chaps. I mean, doesn't that mess with your head a little bit?
Well, not the chaps, the insertables does, but yeah. Not the chaps.
Well, that's not the worst I sold, believe me. There were a couple of other things.
The
yes.
new section of the Northside Bazaar was full of very interesting paraphernalia. And
I heard, unfortunately, because I was on the stall, I didn't get across there, mm-hmm. but apparently the auction was quite amazing this year.
Oh, sorry, I was talking in between the stallholders. The auction was great. My first job of the day, though, was to look after the stallholders, so I was having a very good look of what was happening. So
self-serving, I think, is that word.
I might have bought a leather wristband.
Oh, very good, very good. That's very nice.
Nice colour. Yeah.
It's a nice khaki.
Yes,
colour.
It's army green, apparently. So
we know Clayton and Mark were there.
Yes,
I was volunteering. Did you go, Stephanie?
Not this year. I have been in past years.
Really?
But,
it was my first year.
Not this year. I was away this
year. Oh, we popped
weekend.
Your Northside Bazaar cherry.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, very good.
What about you, Michelle?
I didn't go, and it's a really... it's an odd... I actually don't feel it's my place. And
why?
I can't explain why. It's just that I sort of think that this is a part of the GLBT. I don't need to be part of every aspect, and I sort of feel, why would I need to be there, or why should I be there, or is it maybe going to make other people uncomfortable that I'm there?
No.
I know people have said that, but I can't explain why.
There were other women there, and I was going to be nosy and see the lead, because obviously, you know, one of those places that you don't get the opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah, a mythical status, yes. And you know, I just wanted to go and see what was behind the doors.
Yes.
But I didn't feel at all unwelcome there, and I have been in situations, you know, in Sydney, in gay establishments where I've been asked to leave because I've been the only female there, and you know, it's been a bit of a, you know, a problem. But no, I think, and you'd go to support Joy, because that's really what the whole day was about, supporting the David Williams Foundation and Joy.
Joy, yes.
I don't think that I would ever feel that I'd be made unwelcome or anything like that. And I know that, but it's just, like, I know that there's an event, that, I think, is it Black Ball? Leather, and I know that that's open to anybody that's part of or wants to be part of the leather community and so on. But I also feel that that's a place that, why should I go when it's somebody else's space? It's for them specifically.
Well, I mean, Black Ball's a bit different. I mean, that's for the leather community. And Vic Leather is open to anyone. They're open to straight people and gay people.
For me to go and I'm not in that community, then I wonder, is there a bit of that sort of... it's not curiosity.
Or voyeuristic are you being? Yeah.
I would say Black Ball's probably not the place.
Yeah.
Northside Bazaar, on the other hand, is a safe place for everyone to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the whole point, is to support Joy and the David Williams Fund.
And I'm pretty comfortable that voyeurism is part of the point as well.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Really?
Absolutely. A lot of people, the outfits they wear are because they want to be looked at. I'll show you photos later.
Look, I know with Pride here, with the Midsummer Parade, there's a lot of the guys walking around in almost nothing. Mm-hmm. And I know, so as I suppose, I don't know, maybe it's a bit of a...
Next year,
maybe I don't want to bump into my son at some of these places. I don't know.
Next year, I'm holding your hand and we're going.
Okay.
And I tell you what, that auction, you can get some real bargains. I tell you,
yeah.
There's some amazing goods there for really cheap prices.
And I know they raised a lot of money.
Over $22,000 I read yesterday. That money goes to Joy 94.9 and also the Victorian AIDS Council,
which is
David Williams Fund.
And it's quite a lot more than last year, because we did expand it. And
it was in the street, wasn't it?
And next year, if from what I've been told, it might be bigger and better next year as well.
Next year, okay. though, I'm not volunteering for the pack-up shift. That was not
No, well done. Yeah. Set-up is okay, Clayton, but maybe both. Not pack-up. Oh, did you?
Yeah. I was there early.
So thank you, Mark, for joining us in the studio and educating us about daddies.
It's a pleasure. I'll be talking to everyone in about, an hour and 15 minutes.
15 minutes. So that'll be the woods at 9 o'clock.
That would be.
Who have you got on tonight?
We have got Pete Undy from Vic Bears coming in and having a chat, and we're talking sci-fi tonight.
Sci-fi? Ooh. Clayton's hanging around.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Always an absolute pleasure having you in the studio with us. You're on Stand Up Straight on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
You are with Michelle, Stephanie and Clayton on Stand Up Straight. We're chatting about things that have been in the media, some stories, some articles. Just a really, really, really quick one. If anyone wants to have a look at the front of Star Observer, there is a spectacular photograph of Conchita Wurst, and she just looks divine, doesn't she?
This
gorgeous black gown. Stephanie's got, she's itching.
I'm itching. No, I am itching because I want, Michelle, for you to share with our listeners the great news about our podcasts. I mean, yeah, I received an email this week, and Clayton and I have been very excited about this, as
absolutely.
Has Michelle.
Yeah.
So we just had that little message about podcasts and how you can get our show on podcasts.
You can. Mm.
And Clayton is our podcaster.
I am.
Beautiful podcaster. And prior to Clayton, we had I had Jonathan that was doing the podcasting for me. So part of some of the new changes here at Joy, there's ways to produce some statistics in various areas of the station, one of which is being able to let us know how many podcasts are downloaded. Is that the right word?
Yes.
And Stand Up Straight, just for the month of September, had 600, which that's massive. I don't know in the scheme of things how big or small that is, but 600 people are out there finding us and listening to what we're doing and saying, and I just think that that's astounding. I was really, really proud of what we're doing, and it means also that if they don't get to listen at 7, they can listen to it. That's the beauty of a podcast.
And I can remove anywhere. All the mistakes I make when I'm paneling.
Yes.
That's your ulterior motive.
Absolutely, yeah.
Of course.
And look, for me, this year has been the year of the podcast. I did the Taster Radio course at the beginning of the year and started listening to podcasts and listened to all the usual podcasts that, you know, are recommended, that, you know, This American Life and the TED Talks and The Moth and those sort of podcasts. But then I started branching out and I found some really, really cool.
Is it an addiction, do you reckon? Once you start and you get hooked, is it a bit?
No, I just do a lot of driving. So I listen to Joy a lot, but in between Joy, I listen to podcasts. Mm. So I have some specific podcasts that I listen to every week religiously. And one of those is This American Life. That's my Monday drive. But but one that I've discovered through This American Life is a podcast called Dan Savage's Lovecast. Oh. Now, Clayton, I know that you know about Dan too, and you actually saw him in Melbourne.
Yeah, he was out here for the pop-up festival of Dangerous Ideas. Oh. So he was in talking about monogamish relationships. Monogamish is a great word. So relationships that are mostly monogamous, but there's some other things that aren't, parts of it that are not monogamous. So he was out here. He was really entertaining. He he said, you know, he took a selfie of him with the whole crowd to say, I'm showing this to my son so he can say people actually do listen to your father. so lots of things like that. But he's just a really great, sexual health is one of my big things, and he's a great person to listen to about sexual health and sexuality.
And this is the wonderful thing about his program. He's taking calls from everybody. Mm. So although he is a gay man with what, Clayton has just shown me a photo of the hottest husband you could ever imagine.
With the exception of our own, Stephanie.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. That goes without
saying. No, it's
hotter than mine. But, you know, he takes calls from bisexual people, from straight people, from, you know, lesbian, you know, from the whole, you know, rainbow spectrum of people, and answers their questions.
Mm-hmm. He's one of the most alive people that I have ever heard. He's absolutely, every second he's in the moment, he just seems to be absolutely alive with every fibre of his being. He founded the It Gets Better campaign as well.
Uh-huh.
He was one of the co-founders of the It Gets Better campaign. He's a man that wants to change the world for the better.
Yeah, no, he's very interesting. Now, you know, some of the other podcasts that I've been listening to, there's one called Throwing Shade, which is a weekly podcast that discusses gay rights and women's issues, pop culture and politics. That's kind of a fun one. And the other one that I was drawn to because, you know, we do Stand Up Straight is Straight Talk with Ross Matthews. And Ross Matthews, he's the go-to guy for anyone who needs a BFF to give them guidance, direction, or a good old slap in the face. Straight Talk is advice from the gay's best friend you wish you had and know you need. So, again, that's kind of lighter and more fun. Mm. But it's just interesting, I think, you know, where we get our news and our views from these days. I mean, it's so different, isn't it? You know, going to podcasts and hearing this sort of information instead of just listening to live radio.
Well, you can go through your Twitter feed and you can get three or four lines and it's kind of like a snippet of something, and then you can decide whether you want to read more or not. And that's one of the things I love about Twitter, is that it's the immediacy. I love sitting down also on the weekend with my paper out on the deck and reading articles in great depth and you know, with a cup of tea. Do you know? So there's different way. Our media comes to us in every way possible.
We've got access to so much information now, don't we?
We do, because it's changed in the way that we access, consume, and it's just everything's out there and available. Nothing ever goes away anymore.
Are you a podcaster?
I am a podcaster. I'm a podcastee. I do podcast many things. I haven't got one that I would say I'm a regular podcastee of. So just because I think I do listen to Joy when I'm in the car mostly, and because I podcast, I've got those tasks as well.
You're listening to others. Do you think one of the things, I think with the podcast, it's sort of a potted version sometimes of things, and there's a huge podcasting community out there that apparently, I don't know what the facts and figures are, that will only listen to podcasts, no commercial radio, no community radio, it's just podcasts. I think, is it because it's you can just pick and choose where, when? Is that what for you, Stephanie?
Yeah, I like to do that, but I just love the live feel of Joy. You know, when you tune into Joy that, you know, real people are sitting in the studio chatting. You know, there might be a few slip-ups here, but it is real radio, and it's interesting, and it's, you know, it's engaging
and
for me.
As much as I'm saying here, like, you know, I've made mistakes in the last few minutes, I love that on Joy, and I love when there's little slip-ups and stuff, because it means you know it's real.
Exactly.
I suppose also in relation to the news here at Joy, you hear a unique slant on things as well. There's always the GLBTI ingredient in the news. Our lovely Gary Wilson always tries to find the unique and a little bit more unusual than others sometimes, and then you're brought up to date with the regular news that you're going to hear across everything else. But there's always that really. I mean, I have to say, sometimes I get an idea for a show, for a Stand Up Straight show, from a news article that I've heard on Joy.
Exactly.
You know, and I mean, in this, you know, you've got people that listen to Joy that might not listen to many other programs, but they, you know, they're out in the car and they hear a bit of GLBTI news as well, and you never know how that impacts on them as well, changes their ideas on things. You know, there's a whole lot of ways that Joy news can impact on people, I think. We're going to take a quick break and come back and wrap up. You're on Stand Up Straight. Educate yourself. Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. You are with Michelle Clayton and Stephanie. We're chatting about things that piqued our interest over the week, something that's huge in the media right up to this very moment, which is the article about the lovely gentleman that living here in Melbourne have been together for over 50 years, and there's been some issues with the rainbow flag that they're choosing to display. Not all day, every day, but just certain times. They were in breach. It was described as displaying advertising material. Now, what I'm unsure about is that, does that mean if you display an Australian flag or an Aboriginal flag, or if you're Sri Lankan and you have your Sri Lankan flag out, is that the same thing?
Doesn't advertising require selling?
Well, what are you advertising? You're putting exactly a rainbow flag, you know. So these guys, Murray Sheldrick and James Bellier, apologise if I'm not pronouncing their names correctly, received notification by Melbourne Inner City Management Property Owners Corporation on Wednesday demanding that the couple remove their flag from their balcony. wonder how they felt. I mean, we're not going to know, obviously, but I think it's pretty disturbing, and it doesn't make it sound pretty shallow. Who's complained? A whole lot of neighbours? I don't know. Where does the complaint come from? We don't know.
I don't know. And do you know the rainbow flag of all the flags? It is the prettiest flag. I mean, how can you complain about a rainbow flag?
And it gets used for peace in other parts of the country as well.
Well, that's true. Yeah, well, there's quite often a white dove and a rainbow flag used and totally unrelated to the GLBTI community. Just an update. At 6:45 tonight, there is a petition, change.org/rainbow flag. At 6:45 tonight, there was 4,302 signatures. And as of this second,
there are 4,570 click six.
There you go.
I just signed it now.
I'll give you that link again. change.org/rainbow flag and let the guys know that out there that we support you. So we're nearly at the top of the hour, guys. Clayton and Stephanie, thank you very much for chatting on the mic.
Anytime.
Thank you, Mark, for joining us as well. Up next is the other guys from Spirit Lounge. Next week, we're not sure. We're going to surprise you. Week after, I've got the folks from Headspace coming in to do a panel discussion. That's in 2 weeks' time. So thank you, guys, again. And I'll leave you with your challenge this week. What will you do to stimulate dialogue, create change, or encourage involvement? Thank you, Clayton, across the panel. Thank you, Stephanie, across the desk. You've been listening to Michelle Barber on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast of Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. For more, head to joy.org.au/standupstraight. And to check out our other amazing podcasts, head to joy.org.au/podcasts. Don't forget to check out Joy's sponsor, audible.com.au/joy. Check out the website for special offers just for the Joy listener.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.